Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Omniverse.
The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. Visit CthulhuMystery.com and head to Patreon.com/OmniverseMedia to join our community of fans and unlock further secrets.
Hey there, folks. I'm Kat Blackard, the showrunner of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, popping in to give you a little modern-day perspective on what you're about to hear. Before Omniverse, there was the Nerdy Show Network, a collective of geeky podcasts that we started in 2009. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program was originally released on Nerdy Show as a miniseries in 2015, an experiment that, in the grand tradition of chilling tales, grew to monstrous proportions and took on a life of its own. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Back then, our network was gaining a reputation for doing tabletop role-playing podcasts a bit differently. We enhanced the gameplay with audio drama elements like sound effects and original score, and this debut series of Mystery Program was the next evolution of that, stepping deeper into an immersive audio drama format while telling stories improvisationally through role-playing, something we took to even greater extremes with the relaunch of Mystery Program as an ongoing show in 2018. In this short pre-game episode, you'll meet the players and learn a bit about how we use tabletop role-playing to collaboratively create a sanity-shredding story. I've left this discussion relatively in its original form, so, going in, what you should keep in mind is this. At the time, before Omniverse, we were called Nerdy Show, and these are our humble beginnings in a world before Patreon, where we ran our own monthly fundraisers and put on the occasional RPG support drive, where our fans would choose what we play next. Our ongoing journey into the unknowable started life here. So young. So naive. So unprepared for the uncanny adventures to come.
Welcome to a Nerdy Show RPG miniseries. This is the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Rule.
I'm Kay.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Doug.
I'm Luke.
Yes, introducing Luke Stram, our game master for this series. He's a specialist. We called him in just for this. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is a single campaign that was so big it needed to be serialized, which is a cool development because that means we're able to present it in the style of a classic old-timey radio drama. The show is brought to you as a part of our fan chosen RPG support drive, where you guys decided our next system we'd play, and you chose the classic Call of Cthulhu. That's thanks to Bryce Harris, Cassie Muldrow, Hexual, Big Bad Shadow Man, Jerome Appel, James Hickson, Tolan, Benjamin Britt, Jeffrey Voss, Tyler Conrad, Matthew Cox, Fenrir Gochad, Kevin McDonald, Korok Joe Barta, John Pennington, Anik Zimmer, and Sean Red. Together, you guys help fund Nerdy Show and give us the incredible amount of $859
Holy
to make this episode happen.
Is that like the most ever?
It might be the most ever for an RPG. I don't remember what the top of my head.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you at how horrible this might go.
I
spent $800 on this. Yeah.
Wow.
Nerdy Show's RPG one-shots are actual play radio dramas. So we're going to be playing this game for real, improving the entire thing for real, adding in sound effects and original score. This original score is composed by Dungeons & Doritos composers Ryan and Mike McQuinn. And if you like it, you can head over to our Bandcamp and support the artist directly by picking up some of the awesome music. So this motley crew that we've assembled here, it's very exciting. Right here in the studio, for the first time ever, playing as a character is Rule, the Game Master of Dungeons & Doritos.
Yeah. That's me.
How often, Rule, I mean, you design systems. I assume you're a Game Master more than you are a player. Is that correct? Or?
No, I actually, I get to play, well, except for Nerdy Show. I mean, I get to play just as often as I have to run them, so.
Oh, that's cool. This is the first time we're going to record with you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Speaking of Doritos, I have a surprise for everyone before we begin this episode.
Oh.
I bet it's Doritos.
And I thought, no, it's actually not Doritos. It's these things called Pakui Tortilla Chips, Haunted Ghost Pepper. And I thought, in the spirit of things, since we always, you know, eat stuff before D&D's shit, that maybe we could all try one or two. I don't know. I mean, they're from a grocery store. How hot could they really be?
It's called Ghost Pepper.
Yeah.
I mean, that bag illustration is amazing.
So here, everyone,
smell
everyone
it first
one.
And see if it's
everyone,
like spicy.
See, it's fine. Just,
oh,
it's,
we got
like
a Dorito.
We gotta have a crunch off.
Yeah, we do need to do a crunch off.
No one eat it yet. We'll all eat it together.
So we got Doug, the Game Master of Ghostbusters.
Yes, also a first for me.
Yeah, I mean, you've never done a Nerdy Show show where you've been a player for an RPG.
No, yeah.
And of course, we have Brandon and Kay, who you may know from Paranoia XP One Shot, and Brandon's, of course, Jamesy Roquette, the perhaps most famous character of Pokeballs of Steelix.
Yay. All right, so we're going to eat these now.
Oh, okay, we're gonna eat these now, and then we'll talk about Luke.
Haunted Ghost Pepper
Sounds
chips.
Good.
All right, let's do it. I feel like it might hit me in a second.
It does. It takes a second.
Oh, man. That's a whole carriage of Scovilles just running down my tongue.
Yeah. I know I need something. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Let me get a hit of that.
He's just so honest with the rest of the game.
That, Brandon's taunting everybody with his Gatorade.
Oh, these are so good. I bought like several of them.
Wow. Oh, my God.
No, I think thanks. I'm okay. Crying time.
Their tagline is homemade horror.
Nice. They make a habanero one, but I was like, that's not hot enough.
At first, I didn't think it'd be that bad because as soon as I bit into it,
it's like a Dorito.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, I bit into it. I don't know if it kicked up some of the dust, but it hit me in the nose. I felt like something kicked me in the nose. I'm like, oh, is that it? Well, I guess that's okay. And then no.
No, it builds.
Oh my,
it builds.
God, this, oh my God. It's like a stalker. You don't see it
it's
coming.
Like it's
and then it grabs you and it just won't let go. It's
hence
still
maybe
there.
Why it's the ghost pepper.
Again, these are Pakui tortilla chips, haunted ghost pepper. There's an illustration of a Mayan knight kneeling to a spectral pepper.
It's got the ghost
frowning
face on it from like Scream.
I hope it doesn't bring Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, man.
It will. When you poop, it'll burn on the way out.
Yeah.
No. So, Luke, you are our specialist on this. Your credentials are extensive. You run Paranoia XP and Call of Cthulhu LARP games at MegaCon, actually.
That's correct.
Explain to the listeners how that sort of thing can go down.
Really brief, Call of Cthulhu, there's a bunch of people in a room for some reason, and half of these people are crazy, the other half of these people are monsters or sorcerers. Then everybody kind of intermingles, working towards their goals, until the last hour of every single Call of Cthulhu LARP ever, where it devolves into an orgy of bloodshed. Until about a third of the characters are left alive. Paranoia, the orgy of bloodshed is a given, so everybody gets their mountain of character sheets, and that one's a little more freeform. We actually run that, rather than like in a room or anything, it's actually run on the floor of the con. And the teams themselves, they don't have GMs or anything. They actually kind of move around from place to place. We've got simple rules so that they can kind of fight each other. They can do that, but basically the GMs actually occupy the service sectors. So if somebody wants to go to R&D, they go to R&D, they get a mission from the GM, and then they go off and do whatever ridiculous thing they've been assigned
to do. They physically actually walk?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that. terrible. I need a chair. I need to be comfortable.
I mean, really, like, half of it is torturing the players with ridiculous things. Like, a common one that I love is the paperwork steeplechase, where they need to get a thing. But to get the thing, they need the requisition form. But to get the requisition form, they need to fill out the approval form. But to get the approval form, they need to fill out this other form. And basically, they
That's a fun time.
They hit every single place, you know, along the way. And then some of our stuff is just, you know, we really need to test out these weapons. Go kill that team over there. We really need to beef up our reactor shielding. We need more infrareds to stand in this box. Infrareds, mind you, are all of the congoers who have no idea what's happening. So that's one thing we try to do as much,
awesome.
Yeah, as much as possible is, like, get our players to interact with the congoers. Usually we give them out, like, candy bribes so that they can bribe people into doing stuff.
So you go up to someone in the con and be like, here's some candy. Come with me.
I need you to stand in a box, citizen.
So Call of Cthulhu, I mean, obviously a lot of people love it. A lot of people contributed money for us to play this game. It's a very beloved role-playing system, and it's very unique in that it has a mechanic that hinges around sanity. So what do the listeners at home need to know about what we're going to be doing? Because I don't believe any of us here have played it before as a tabletop.
Okay, well, pretty much basics. Most of the skills and everything is just percentile. So, you know, if you've got a 75% chance to do something, you roll, get under your 75% chance. Sanity, that's more important than your hit points, because usually your hit points, you're alive or the giant monster mashed you into paste and now you're dead. But sanity, that's something that tends to go down over time. And much like everything else, that's kind of a percentile too. So if you've got 75 sanity, anytime you have a sanity blasting event happen to you, like you have a nice conversation with your dead mother or something like that, you roll your sanity. If you get equal to or under that, then you take it pretty well. You might only lose a little bit of sanity or none at all. If you fail, you're usually going to lose a fair bit more. And that's when the insanities start to kick in and things get ugly.
Gluttons for punishment here. Eating more of these ghost pepper chips.
I inhaled the dust.
This game is just going to be bombs going off occasionally just with people shouting and screaming. And it's got nothing to do with the game. It's just, I just ate a ghost pepper. Oh, fuck.
Who does hot?
Well, before we set off another bomb, let's dive into the mystery. Nerdy Show is proud to present the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program.
Do you hear that? In the cruel blackness of night, an unknowable evil from beyond time cries out. What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Thanks for listening to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. And be sure to subscribe to our series via your favorite podcast player to get all the latest episodes. The series is edited and produced by Colin Peterson and Kat Blackard, and the original score is composed and performed by Ryan McQuinn and Mike McQuinn of Neon Dolphin. Home for all your custom music needs and more, neondolphinmusic.com. For full episode credits, transcripts, as well as character sheets and other supplemental material, visit CthulhuMystery.com. This program is made possible by the support of listeners like you. Join us at patreon.com/omniversemedia. All characters appearing are fictitious, and any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This series is recorded and produced in Central Florida and Nashville, Tennessee, on lands ruthlessly taken from their indigenous people, the Timucua and Seminole, and Yuchi, Shawnee, and Cherokee, respectively. To learn more about the First Nations of the lands where you live, visit native-land.ca. This has been the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Good night.
Omniverse.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.